This is JIS News. Coming up, citizens urged to pay their monthly payroll statutory deductions on time. Education Ministry to launch pilot for the revised educational curriculum, and Ministry of Mining seeking to integrate the limestone sector into the wider economy. These stories in detail after the break.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give
her wings and she flies to... Now the news. Director of Communications at Tax Administration Jamaica, the TAJ, Maris Horton, says persons must file and pay their monthly payroll statutory deductions on time if they are to qualify for the employment tax credit. The initiative allows for entrepreneurs and business entities classified as unregulated to claim a non-refundable employment tax credit when computing their net income tax liability.
It's actually an incentive. What it is trying to achieve is greater compliance, and compliance also means filing and paying on time. So for January, that payment would be due by February 14. So each month we will look to see that the person has in fact declared the amount and paid it over on time. Once that is done, then they are entitled to that credit when they are filing their income tax return for the year relating to 2014.
Ms. Horton was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The employment tax credit came into effect January 1 and is part of the government's fiscal incentive regime. The Ministry of Education is to launch the pilot for the revised educational curriculum this month. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the revised curriculum will focus primarily on critical thinking and analysis instead of repetition and memory.
There is a tremendous economic and pedagogic opportunity for our teachers, for our educators, to write the material for the new curriculum, one that treasures who we are as a people, which reflects our best aspirations for the future and the competences connected with that, and at the same time opens us up to a broader world and how to interpret it.
The minister has invited teachers to contribute to shaping the new curriculum. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining is seeking to integrate the limestone sector into the wider economy. Principal Director in the Ministry, Dr. Oral Rainford, says the mineral drafts policy now being prepared forms part of the integration process.
Currently, we are structuring and focusing the draft minerals policy such that it is looking at the incentive issues, it is looking at the financial issues, the business side of the policy, because those aspects are what will move this sector or this subsector forward. We're going to see that a large number of products can be generated from these resources, a large number of jobs can be created, and the wealth that ought to flow from the use of these resources will begin to appear.
Dr. Rainford was addressing a recent stakeholder symposium in Kingston. He adds that Jamaica has the potential to become the center of the limestone business in the world. And the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, will be rolling out several activities to mark Earthquake Awareness Week. Earthquake Awareness Week will be observed January 12 to 18. Training Manager at ODPEM, Cheryl Nichols, says the week's activities are geared towards informing Jamaicans about the importance of planning for an earthquake, which can happen at any time.
We'll be using the Monday to have our press conference, and the press conference really is to bring under one umbrella both governmental and other entities that work alongside us in served Earthquake Awareness Day in school on the Wednesday of the week and Earthquake Awareness Day in business on the Thursday of the said week.
Earthquake Awareness Week is being observed under the theme Earthquake Safety, Know Your Vulnerability to Improve Your Capacity. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.